Mailbag Monday.
And welcome back. Drinking those gorgeous four-part harmonies.
That's recording, right?
We are recording.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
That has been committed to posterity.
Yes.
That will be around forever. This will be on the internet.
Yes.
And the internet will never forget.
Archive it.
Exactly. We're going to be on the Wayback Machine.
Is this going to the Library of Congress?
I hope so.
Has to.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, for posterity's sake.
Yeah, it will be. Someday it will be committed to forever. They're going to open this up in a time capsule, like that old Belvedere here in
this
Tulsa.
This and like Citizen Kane.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be this and Mary Poppins.
The remake, not the original.
Yeah, I was like,
part two. So we got Taylor Owens,
hey,
Travis Budd,
yohoy,
Brabs Tud, and Sean Jordan.
Howdy.
My name is Todd, and we're gonna talk about last week. We posed a question of what movies have you walked out of in the theater. And I know for me, it takes a lot for me to leave a theater, to want to go in.
This was a contentious subject.
I mean, yeah. Yes. I mean, it's tough because you paid the money to be there. It's like you feel like you need to stick it out.
Yeah.
You know, you got to brave it. So, I mean, it has to be an extreme betrayal. I know it would be for me.
Well, and walking out on a movie when it's like a $5 ticket versus walking out on like a, what, $15, $16 ticket
and,
now?
You know, you go back in the old golden days. It was like, you know, you didn't have a chance to Google, you know, reviews of the movie. Mm-hmm. You kind of just like you didn't have a lot of information, so you just kind of took your $5-$10 and went to the movie and just
word
like,
of mouth.
Like, I hope it doesn't suck.
The best you had was the blurb and like the paper, like two thumbs up, way up.
Yeah,
the feel good hit of the summer.
Well, like there was a time where you would just go to the movies just because it's Friday.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, what's going on? Oh, I guess we're gonna go see The Blob.
Yeah,
yeah.
I need to go see Senseless with the Wayne brothers. And I should have walked out on that film.
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Ooh.
Saw that in the theater.
But and we kind of walked out of Senseless. I mean, it ended and then we walked into U.S. Marshals.
And we saw the best part.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a bad movie. I didn't mind U.S. Marshals. It was no Fugitive, but, you know, it was all right.
Yeah. Is any movie Fugitive?
No. Fugitive was badass. We actually went and rewatched that in the last couple of years, my wife and I. It's like, this is a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Yeah.
Holds up well, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a high point for Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Good movie for both of them.
Fish Sizzle.
Same director as Under Siege.
Joey Pants.
As Under Siege?
Mm-hmm. Same director that did Under Siege directed The Fugitive, believe it or not. So, every dog has their day. So, we're going to talk about movies. Some of the comments here from users. Beautiful listeners out there on our social media commented on some of the movies they walked out on Instagram at the Unrefined Podcast said, when I was a kid, my sisters and I went to see The Freshman. The Freshman is Matthew Broderick. Marlon Brando was actually in that playing a version of The Godfather. Bruno Kirby.
I don't think I even seen this one.
I actually saw that one too. The Freshman. And he said, we booed and threw candy at the screen. We then walked out and went into the movie playing next door, Ghost Dad, starring Bill Cosby.
I'll take that.
Honestly, starring Bill Cosby?
I kind of liked that movie.
Yeah. I kind of liked it as a kid. I mean, I was probably 10 when that came out. Don't think Sean was even born at this point. You were born in 1990, right?
1990.
So, yeah, Sean was just being born. But, yeah, I was 10 and saw it in the theater. So,
oif.
There's that for you.
Mm.
Bill Cosby plays like a dad who's a ghost. That's all I can really say sure.
That's
about Ghost Dad.
I love that era of movies.
Yeah.
It's a little bit Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
In a weird way.
Yeah. It's like Ghost meets Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have seen this movie. Collector of Tales 33 says Running with Scissors was stupid. Running with Scissors. I looked it up. It's like Annette Bening, Alec Baldwin. I've never seen it.
Mm-mm. So I don't think I have either.
That one's under the radar for me.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Probably about for that good cause.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin for sure.
If you had to guess, like Running with Scissors, what do you think its star rating is on IMDb?
I mean, I would say 2 or 3 probably. I mean, like 2 stars, 2.5, somewhere in that range.
2006.
Mm-hmm.
6.1.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. That came out way. Oh, the poster looks amazing.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Well, Brad Pitt produced it. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Huh. Yeah. No, I have no idea. It don't look right.
Alec Baldwin.
Running with Scissors sounds like a string cheese album.
It's got Patrick Wilson in it.
String Cheese Incident.
Yeah, it sounds like one of their albums. Like, this is Running with Scissors. Hey, you guys play your entire life set with Running with Scissors.
It's actually got a pretty good cast. Kristen Chenoweth is in it. Patrick Wilson. Alec Baldwin. Brian Cox.
Yeah.
I prefer
Gwyneth Paltrow?
I prefer the sequel, Running While Scissoring.
I have seen that movie.
It's a darker sequel, but yeah.
Yep. It's on the hub.
Yeah.
On the hub.
Please tell me that's their like catchphrase, on the hub.
Find it on the hub. This podcast is brought to you by the hub.
Frankly Francisco podcast says he walked out of two movies. One of them was The Roommate. I've never seen The Roommate. Have you guys seen The Roommate before?
Oh. If I have, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Is that with Zach Galifianakis?
And the second was Jack Black's Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, well, that's, yeah, that's that, understood.
That
one's stank.
Yeah. That was the movie that Emily Blunt had to do instead of Black Widow in Iron Man 2. She had to back out of playing Black Widow to do Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah, because she was like in some sort of contract where she had to do a certain number of films for some company.
It's like, you poor woman. You had to be in Gulliver's Travels with Jack Black.
Yeah, The Roommate, 4.8 on IMDb. When college freshman Sarah arrives on campus for the first time, she befriends her roommate, Rebecca, unaware that the girl is becoming dangerously obsessed with her.
Well, first of all, Billy Zane's in it, so that's a huge
thing. Is this not the one with Leighton Meester and Minka Kelly?
It is Minka Kelly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Whenever they have, like, two actors that look exactly alike, like, I remember seeing this these two actresses. Look exactly like Leighton Meester, Minka Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a single white female in the movie with, was it Bridget Fonda and somebody else? I can't remember who the other one is. But remember single white female?
Yeah. It's
like where the roommate moves in and then she starts like imitating the other roommate and dressing like her and then wants to take over her life. I remember that movie came out in the 90s. So
it's a pretty common like horror trope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like
thriller trope, I guess.
I had a teacher in high school who said that the only completely new invention of the 20th century is artificial snow. She said everything else has been done before.
Yeah.
And so I think about that watching a movie. It's like this is based on something else somebody's made before.
All right. 2010, Gulliver's Travels. Where do you think?
Woof.
Oy. Three.
Out of 10. Four.
God, I would say... It's 3.
4.9.
Wow. That's not worth it.
What you want to look up next, look up the budget on Gulliver's Travels, because it looked expensive. It looked like I wanted to punch the screen.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know if you received the text I sent, but somebody...
I did see it.
There was a meme about how you can replace Johnny Depp in any of his movies with Jack Black and would still kind of work. Yeah. Jack Black as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As Edward Scissorhands. Yeah.
Ed Wood, yeah.
The budget on Gulliver's Travels?
Donnie Brasco.
112 million.
No.
Whoa.
That ain't 112 right.
112 million. Yeah. Worldwide gross, 237 now? Million. So
God damn.
Yeah. Well, think about it. It's like, you know, what was it? The movie Spotlight that won Best Picture. It took them years to get that made and get the budget for it. It took them years in Hollywood. It took like it was like the top 10 unproduced scripts in Hollywood on the blacklist for years. They finally made it, you know, after all that time. But Gulliver's Travels, like, now, blank check, Jack Black, whatever you need.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, let's
you
empty,
know that was
empty
one
the
that,
savings.
Like, a producer was just like, I've got this movie ready to go. I just have the cast. I need Jack Black.
No.
So, you know, I haven't walked out of a lot of films, but does it count if after, like, 2005, I decided any Adam Sandler and Nick Cage movies was just like, no, thank you.
No, that's the
like,
thing.
It's whenever like, he was...
the alternative is just
Adam
not
Sandler
going.
Was just playing his own sister in some movie.
Yeah, Jack like, and Jill.
Oh, God,
Jack with and Al Pacino.
Yep.
And what's the one where he's like reading a story to his kids and they go on adventures? Something about, like, I just didn't watch.
The movie Click?
Well, yeah, Click with the remote, and there was The Cobbler. Yeah,
which I love Cobbler.
Is it about making shoes or is it about like pies?
If it's about pie, I'm in.
Oh no, he was making shoes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that honestly, sucks. After Little Nicky, I did not really subscribe to his
newsletter. Crazy
Are you saying you didn't like
Although
Little Nicky?
I did not. I did enjoy Punch Drunk Love, I think was maybe the last film.
Paul
that
Thomas
I
Anderson,
really
enjoyed.
PTA.
Yeah.
And Philip.
Mm-hmm. And I dropped Paul Thomas Anderson named my wife because I watched the movie Ambulance, which was atrocious.
Really? I actually wanted to see that.
A 2.5 star?
I think I could have told you it was going to be atrocious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Michael Bay fan.
I'm not a Jake Gyllenhaal fan, to be honest.
Yeah.
Besides Donnie Darko.
I wasn't a fan of Living for about 2 hours after watching the movie. Yeah.
You know that meme, like the Nightmare Blunt Rotation meme? Jake Gyllenhaal makes it. Like, if you post, like, three or four people that you would just, like, not want to be in a blunt rotation with.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal is high on that list. Yeah.
Is he going to Bogart, you think?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just know you're going to get it. And it's going to be very wet.
He's going to he's going to be Miss Lippy.
Yeah.
It's going to be slobbery.
Uh-huh.
Very much Miss Lippy.
Yeah, we're talking about Michael Bay, and it's like he does the whip pan in movies where it's like, you know, the camera, like, whips around. But it's like,
which is great if you're talking about cobblers. Whip pan sounds delicious.
Does he whip his pans back and forth?
It's like you can't make a good whisk without like a good whip pan.
Mm. That's right.
But no, Paul Thomas Anderson does, you know, talk about Punch Drunk Love. It's like he does the whip pan in almost all of his movies where it's like he'll pan the camera around, but it'll transition to another scene to where it's like another character in another room, but he whips around and like all of a sudden. It creates the fake impression that one character is talking to another one, but it's like it'll be in a different
turning point. Your head quickly. Is the whip pan the thing that they used excessively in That 70s Show where they're in the little like smoking circle and it just whips over to the next person?
Yeah, that's a whip pan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Michael Bay does that where in action scenes. And he used a lot of drones in this movie where it's like he would like
God damn, that was loud, Travis.
Yeah, that was not Foley. That was Travis opening a White Claw. We'll talk about that in a sec. But yeah, Michael Bay's drones would fly through there. It was amazing. It was like the Rocketeer was the cinematographer of this movie. It's like, I'm going to vomit everywhere. Don't watch Ambulance, long story short. If I'd been in a theater, I would have thought about walking out.
Yeah.
As I honestly could have walked out of about half of Michael Bay's movies.
If I'd been drinking from the toilet, I could have been killed.
Yep.
And not to make matters worse, he name drops half of his movies in the Ambulance, where it's like, you know, talking about, oh, yeah, did you guys see The Rock? You know, oh, man, that was a great movie. And then let's do it like they did it in Bad Boys. It's like, fuck
God.
Fuck you. Anyway, so moving on.
You told me the movie is just him, like, self-filleting for
an
hour and a half?
Yeah.
Wish I could do that.
Same.
Yeah. It's Michael Bay giving himself rub and tug for 143 minutes.
Oh, been there. Now that I can't.
Been
do.
There, done that.
Yep.
Bring some love.
Yeah. So say we all. So Never Ending Film Festival on Instagram says episode one, Phantom Menace, walked out after 1 hour.
Whoa. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And man, that's rough where it's like you talk about a movie you've been looking forward to for 20 years.
That's a movie that got a lot of hype and then really let a lot of people down.
But you also missed the Darth Maul fight at the end and Duel of the Fates, which is the best part
of that movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I will say, if you're going through an hour of just Gungans,
it's a lot of Gungans.
It's a lot of Jar Jar.
Pod racing was okay.
Yeah. But now still, this is pod racing.
You miss Anakin saying, it's working.
It's working. No, I think you get that part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, within an hour?
Yeah. That might be a point.
That's where he's turning up his pod racer.
Get up and leave.
I'm guessing the person left as soon as they said midichlorians.
No, I assume they left as soon as Jar Jar got his tongue neutralized by the little, like, electrical
cattle prod.
Yeah.
Or like when the camel farts on him, like before the pod race.
Bantha poodoo.
Yeah. That might have been a good scene. That's where I was like, oh my God.
What a movie. What a film.
Yeah. I thought about, you know, I didn't necessarily hate it when I first saw it, but it was underwhelming, like we said.
Yeah.
But it was like, man, heard about the people that are camping out for weeks in advance. Like,
I just remember the news covering the lines that were outside, like theaters, of just people in costume.
I had friends miss school.
Mm-hmm.
They got out of school to go stand in line and see it.
People quit their jobs over this movie. Yeah. People quit their jobs. Oh, Bantha Poodoo. So.
Misa, so sorry.
Yeah.
Misa fucked up.
And so that's a lot to do for a movie that, you know, credits roll. It's like, huh. Okay.
Is there a movie that could get a sequel that would get you to quit your job right now?
Hmm.
In this day and age?
No. Not in this economy.
This economy? No.
I mean, in a booming economy, I don't know.
2001 was just a different time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking. I
can't think of one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going back in time.
The thing is,
if you could turn back time,
I think we've been so oversaturated with sequels that like the automatic assumption is if you tell me that there's going to be a sequel, I'm going to assume it's bad.
Yeah. Joe Dirt, Anchorman, Bill and Ted,
like you know, even 20 years Top later. Gun Maverick. If you said, oh, there's going to be a Top Gun Maverick, and I would have been like, that's going to be the worst movie ever. Why are we making this movie 30 years later? I mean, yeah, now it's busting, you know, records and
better than expected. It was
But I'm not quitting my job.
No, I'm gonna stay employed and fully clothed. So,
Phantom Menace, man.
Yeah.
Next.
Next we got Rojomo 88 says, I never have, but the last Indiana Jones movie, the fourth one, was really pushing me.
Oh, never saw it.
Also, Crystal Skull.
I boycotted all of them.
It was atrocious. No. Yeah. It was awful. I mean, it was like the scene where he climbs into a refrigerator to get safe from a nuclear blast, gets like blown to the air like miles and lands in the prairie and sees it like a prairie dog when he opens the door alive.
Pops his head up. Yep. Yeah. Now, do you think?
Interesting to note, I was also prairie dogging it when that scene happened.
Fun fact.
In an interesting twist of fate. But yeah.
Do you think if that movie had come out like 10 years earlier, like people would have been quitting their jobs for it? Like Indiana Jones? Oh, fourth Indiana Jones?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. It doesn't have the same thing. I mean, it's a great movie.
And it only has one character.
But that's like a fan base that's pretty strong. Like people really love Indiana Jones movies.
But I mean, myself included. I love the first three.
I'm going to say, first three. But I remember the Crystal. I was like, I refuse to.
But I feel like our memory is tainted because of Crystal Skull.
But also, I think our memory is tainted because of nostalgia. Because it's like somebody had a good point at Temple of Doom where they are crashing in a plane and they get in a raft and jump out of the plane and land on the side of a mountain and fall off of a cliff like 1,000 feet and land in a river.
Yeah.
They should be goulash on the ground. They should be in about 10 million pieces, but they all are alive and, like, you know, having a great time. So, I mean, the whole nuke in the fridge thing has been around for a while. It's not new to the series.
Yeah.
It's the hedgehogs, the prairie dogs got me. It's the CGI prairie dogs.
Okay, hedgehogging is something else.
Sonic 2.
Hedgehogging.
I don't want to know, but I kind of want to know.
It's where your pubes peak up just a little bit above the your undies.
Male or female?
Usually it's female. Yeah. Think of it as happy trail on a female.
Huh. Okay, so.
Yeah, next.
And then, surprisingly, Eli Thomas 17 says Moonfall and Thor Love and Thunder also.
Yeah,
says he almost walked out of both of those, but did not.
Oh, and Moonfall.
I wanted to see that one.
To me, Moonfall was supposed to be stupid, especially when it was directed by the guy that did Independence Day and Godzilla 98. It's like, you know, I mean, you're going to get what you get out of that.
Those movies get very generic in the middle. Like, there's a lot of, like, just action nonstop that just doesn't actually drive anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, James Bond's, I can see you getting bored with it, but it's bad.
Yeah. But Thor, I mean, because we're talking about Taylor's thing. You're saying that some people walked out of
Two people.
Thor, Love and Thunder,
And then, and one person basically did. They fell asleep.
Snoring most of the time.
They left this dimension for
a while. Arguably a more powerful boycott.
Yeah. No. But I don't think, if I were a filmmaker, I don't think there could be any bigger insult than somebody, like, walking out of the movie. Like, I mean, literally paid money. I mean, it's like going through the drive-thru where it's like you got one window and the other window. You paid your money at the one window, so you're on the hook for the food.
To be fair, in the South, I it's not uncommon for people to just go to movie theaters because it's the only place that has air conditioning.
Yeah.
And you just take a nap.
Yeah.
You know what? Dollar theater. But you want to go to a dollar theater. You don't want to go to, you know, pay full price for, you know, a new release movie where you're paying $15 for a ticket.
Yeah. But so for our next mailbag, we're going to ask a question we're going to discuss amongst ourselves. If you go back in time and watch any movie on premiere night, which would it be and why?
Ooh.
So, and we'll put that in the hopper. And
if I may, just on this, just in the same realm as our last question, this is not walking out of a theater, but just this week I was watching a Netflix series, and I got into, like, the third episode, and I decided to just abort. I was like, oh, this is really not good. And that's Resident Evil Netflix. I watched the first two and I was like, what is this? What is this trying to do? Like, this is not right written now, very well.
Resident Evil's rocking like a 3.9 on IMDb.
I started, like, I got halfway through the second episode and I started skipping 10 seconds. I was like, let's go. I get it. I don't give a shit. And then by the time I got to episode 3, I was like, no, I don't give a shit. I just bailed.
I mean, props to you for sticking through two episodes.
Yeah, that was too many. Yeah. So anyway, Don't Walk from Resident Evil on Netflix. I think there's a spoiler alert, a giant crocodile. I don't give a shit about spoilers. So just watch that on YouTube, I guess.
How giant are we talking?
I mean, it's kaiju.
Size of a bus? Size of like a 747?
Beefy. It was 50 buses? It's big.
It's beefy. Damn. Kaiju.
I know.
That is a
it was Rampage,
large crocodile.
Rampage size.
Yeah, is he climbing buildings, punching windows?
Smaller than Rampage, but just, I don't know. I didn't even watch it. I watched a YouTube, like, rendezvous, like a wrap-up, and I was like, oh, okay. There were four scenes you have to see, and I was like, okay, I've already seen three of them. I'm supposed to go through another five episodes to get, like, 30 seconds of... Nope, fuck it.
No.
I'm out.
No.
If the four of us start a band, it's going to be called Beefy Kaiju.
I'm Beefy.
I would love to go see Beefy Kaiju. Playing at Kane's Theater.
Honestly, I kind of want to eat it.
Yeah.
And it was like, it just sounds yummy.
Yeah.
I'll have the L17, the Beefy Kaiju.
That's
Kaiju.
A huge sushi right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incidentally, the movie The Freshman with Matthew Broderick that they booed and threw candy at the screen. Which, incidentally, I wanted to do that for one movie. I wanted to throw stuff in the air for Reindeer Games, starring Ben Affleck and Gary Sinise, where they dress up as Santa Claus and rob casinos.
Oh, yeah.
I was out of Raisinets at that point. Otherwise, if I'd had them, they would have been weapons.
Jeez.
So that's the worst movie.
Is that why you always get popcorn and candy for any given movie?
Yeah, you have to know. Yeah.
You have to save it. It's like saving up heads of lettuce and tomatoes. It's like at a speech. It's like you may want to throw those at people.
Yeah. You want to let the tomatoes get real soft.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
But I boycotted Ben Affleck for a few years after that.
I still have.
I couldn't watch him in anything at Reindeer Games.
What? You didn't watch Geely?
You didn't watch Jersey Girl?
I missed Geely.
You're missing out.
Missed them both.
God bless you, penis.
I went through years of no Ben Affleck. I think the first thing I went back to him was maybe Gone Girl. It was a long time of no Ben Affleck, or Argo, somewhere in there.
Argo was good.
Yeah, Argo was good.
I'm not a Ben Affleck fan. I'm just
is it the back tattoo? Is that what puts you off?
I think he and I would be the best of friends.
No.
Let's get him on the pod. Ben Affleck, Taylor, if you're listening.
You know why you hate Ben Affleck? Because he is so much like you.
I will slash your face. In your face.
That's something Ben Affleck would do. That's so Affleck.
That's our hashtag right there.
That's so Affleck.
That's so Affleck. If we don't start a sitcom, a pilot script for that name, I'm going to be very disappointed. That's so Affleck.
if he could put that on film, that'd be maybe a different story.
Swagger of a champion.
Yeah.
Huh? This has been another episode of City of the but yeah, next time let's talk about if you go back and watch any movie on its premiere night and that you've never seen before, like if you could go back to and erase your mind and see it for the first time on its premiere night. Okay, what would you, we gotta talk about the White Claws.
We're a well-oiled machine here.
Well-oiled by White Claws.
At Vino Cinema. Yeah. I mean, Cinema Vino.
My wife, full disclosure, works for Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Got you some wife claws.
And so, which includes White Claws and Cayman Jacks. And so she's generous enough to donate all of these cold beverages. Ordinarily, we do Vino, Cinema Vino, but... hot as it is, you know, it's like these just seem like they hit the spot. Something
Cinema
refreshing.
White Claw. Look,
listeners,
have the same.
You'll get what you fucking get.
Yeah. And so, yeah, these just seem like they'd be refreshing because it is 104 degrees. No joke.
A little steamy.
Yeah. So just something ice cold sounds good. We are drinking everything from the.
They're all surfies, right?
Mm-hmm. We've got the lemonades. We have the lemonades.
So refreshers.
Mm-hmm. The Wildberry Acai Smash is what I got over here. We got the Watermelon Lime Smash Surf. But also
Citrus Yuzu Smash.
The Citrus Yuzu. Mm-hmm.
The Lemonade Strawberry with a hint of
Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Kiwi. Okay, so yeah, we got the Lemonade Blackberry with a hint of Red Cherry. All these are great. I thought everything I've had has been really good.
I thought the refreshers were tasty.
Yeah.
Very surfy.
That's right.
I feel like I'd be tasting a surfer coming out of the water. Yeah.
I mean, palate cleansers.
Yeah.
Very fresh.
Yeah.
Just licking the abs off Keanu Reeves.
They're quite surfaceable.
Wow.
And I've been told that, if you look on Google, you can find a $5 coupon for a 12-pack. So get $5 off your 12-pack. Just go and search and just print the thing out or do whatever and get your discount.
Why can't we hook that up through our website and get people to go to our website and do $5 stuff?
That's not how it works.
Next time, I guess that'll...
It's on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. We can link to Google.
Go to Google or
I like that. We'll just put a link to Google. And all of us like, go to Google, search whatever you want.
Put it in the code for Cinema Vino. Mm-hmm. Zuckerman's famous pig.
Yes. One. but these have been great. Hit the spot and quite refreshing. And
they are.
There are quite a few cocktails you could have with these. I know you could do the cherry, mix some cranberry with it, do some, cut you a little lime wedge. You could do different cocktails. You could do the lime white claw, get you a little bit of grenadine, put it in there and kind of get yourself a...
These are only 5%. If you spiked this with a little bit of vodka, you got yourself a little cocktail.
Get yourself a little shot poured in there,
A little shot of something.
You get seriously activated.
Yeah.
And there's no rules that say you can't give extra little spritz of lime.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
there are rules that say that.
There are no rules.
You cannot add lime.
There are no laws while drinking claws.
Is that true?
I've heard enough, and I think it's been hashtagged.
Did you murder somebody?
But he was on White Claw, so there was no laws.
Yeah.
It was a drifter,
all right,
and only to see the light go out in their eyes.
Thank you, White Claw.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm sure my wife is thrilled about the sales pitch we just gave White Claw.
Thank you for the wife clause.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, for example, the lime white claws, you could do a shot of, like, mezcal or tequila in there and do yourself a little marg.
Yeah.
Like a little marg claw.
Blend it up with some ice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And you want to get real funky, you could do the lime white claw, the lemon white claw, and do a little, a little tequila in there.
Yeah. I like a little gin for the lime
white claw. Get yourself a kind of little G&T. Fizz going, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's sangrias.
Do, like, a little gin and juice with, like, the lemonade blackberry?
Mm-hmm.
The white sangria, I think, was lime, white claw, and Sauvignon Blanc, and some, I think, fruit cut up in there. You can do like a white sangria, white claw. So, pretty tasty. Lots of stuff out there.
Yeah.
Goes excellently in, like, a trash can punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fill that bathtub with ice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose a kidney and you're fine.
That's,
Yeah.
Just more flavor.
Get that nice kidney flavor. So, it's been another episode.
It has.
Mailbag Monday.
Sure has.
And we thank you guys very much. Tune in next. We do Hot Tub Time Machine for our time travel series. That'll be on a Wednesday. And after that, we got some good stuff. I believe 12 Monkeys is our next time travel movie after that.
Yes.
But it's been real.
It has.
And it sure has. Mm-hmm.
Probably with a lot of bangs this time.
No whimpers. Not much whimper.
Mm-hmm. But we will see you guys next time.
Goodbye.
Peace, bitches.
Bye.
Mailbag Monday.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our website is cinemavino.net, and reviews of these films can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.